Back now with Day to Day, standard advice for aspiring authors. Write what you know and where you know. California, the drama of the Pacific to the West and the Sierra Mountains inland. This is an especially luring literary landscape. From member station KUSP Santa Cruz, Rick Kleffel asks a number of writers about using where they live as a setting for their work.
James Houston lives in Santa Cruz, a small town on California's coast just south of San Francisco. His new collection of essays, Where Light Takes Its Color from the Sea, chronicles the strong relationship between his writing and the place he lives.
Well, I came to Santa Cruz in 1962. I was trying to get started as a writer, and I had an idea for a novel. I had a draft of a novel that had a lot to do with the Pacific Ocean, and I wanted to be near the ocean.
Houston and his wife bought an old Victorian house just a few steps from the Pacific Ocean. They later learned that it has a historical connection to the mountains of the Sierra Nevada on the eastern edge of California.
One of the younger survivors of the Donner Party lived in this house at the end of her life. I wrote about that in my novel, Snow Mountain Passage. The Sierras play a big role in that novel. That's where the Donner Party got stuck.
The Donner Party spent the winter of 1846 trapped in the Sierras, fighting hunger and freezing weather. It was the Donner connection that made author Karen Joy Fowler decide to set her new novel, Wit's End, in a house inspired by James Houston's home.
The main thing I wanted from the Houston house is the fact that it was built by a survivor of the Donner Party, and I wanted a book that was about survivors.
In Wit's End, a ghostly survivor of the Donner Party haunts Rima Lanisel when she comes to stay in her godmother's seaside mansion in Santa Cruz. In this reading from Wit's End, Fowler describes a breathtaking interplay of light, air, and ocean as seen from the beach near Houston's home, the fictional house of her novel.
The sea was an indigo blue. Rima was becoming a connoisseur of Pacific colors, a pale translucent blue near the shore at dawn, but a silvered blue farther out, and the color of sunrise reflected on the sheen of the sand. Green waves on a sunny afternoon, though purple in the shade of the dredge, throwing white water into the air. Indigo after the sunset, and then black, but with lights playing over the surf in small, unexpected reds, greens, and yellows.
It's always been the light of Santa Cruz. It faces south.
Tom Killian is a writer and illustrator and a former student of Houston's. He provided a woodcut illustration for the cover of Houston's book, Where Light Takes Its Color from the Sea.
Not many places in Northern California face south and have water in front of them, and none of them on the scale that Monterey Bay has. So Santa Cruz really has extraordinary light. And when Jim had that title for that book, I said, oh, that title is perfect. I have the perfect print for you.
In the book, Houston combines nonfiction and fiction to describe where he lives and works.
A large part of what's going on in this collection is trying to clarify my own sense of place. So it's a very personal kind of pilgrimage in words to get myself located.
Karen Joy Fowler set her last novel, The Jane Austen Book Club, in Davis, California, where she was living at the time, and she began writing Wit's End there.
Because we were planning on moving to Santa Cruz, used the excuse of the book as a way to get to know the place and came over a lot with research on my mind.
Fowler hadn't been in Houston's house before she started to write Wit's End, but while in college, cover artist Tom Killian had.
He would invite us over to his house here, this great house, this amazing big old house overlooking the ocean.
But for Houston, deciding to write about Santa Cruz wasn't easy.
Something came clear to me this one particular day in 1964. I wrote the essay that now opens the collection, The View from Santa Cruz. Up until then, I thought serious fiction and serious writing was about other places. And looking back, it's the first piece that I wrote where I sort of gave my permission to write as a person from California about being from this part of the world.
For Houston, Karen Joy Fowler, and Tom Killian, a single, possibly haunted house is the place that connects their daily, local lives to a larger literary world. For NPR News, I'm Rick Kleffel.